This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado health officials are investigating the state's first case of measles in almost 5 years. They say an international traveler to Colorado whose vaccination status is unknown traveled to Denver a week ago and visited several counties. A person with measles is contagious for 4 days before and 4 days after a rash appears. The Colorado Springs Independent is ceasing publication for the immediate future. Publisher Franz Ankowski acknowledges what he calls significant turmoil within the organization over the past year. That includes debt, unsuccessful rebranding attempts, and staff reductions. Zankowski says he hopes to resume publication this coming February, debt-free and reorganized. The paper's website says it started 30 years ago as an alternative to the Colorado Springs Gazette and to counter a since-repealed state amendment restricting the rights of LGBTQ+ people. Today is the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, with only about 9.5 hours of sunlight. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
Today, the sun rises at about 7:15 in the morning and sets at about 4:40 in the afternoon. Peter Goebel is a climatologist with Colorado State University.
One thing not a lot of people realize is that even though the solstice is the shortest day of the year, it's neither the latest morning nor the earliest evening because the Earth's orbit is not a perfect circle.
Another fun fact, the shortest day doesn't mean it's the coldest.
This year we're experiencing a pretty mild, and will almost undoubtedly experience something colder in January or February.
When summer solstice rolls around in June, that day will be about 5.5 hours longer than today. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
There's more news at cpr.org.